did a movie called Fireproof, a movie about the firefighter who whose marriage is going up in flames. He gets his heart right with God and then begins to win back the heart of his wife by faith. Well, we turned that movie into a live event, an interactive date night that's all about strengthening your marriage. And so we're going to dive in deep to the principles that have helped me for the last 25 years of my marriage. I married Mike Seaver's girlfriend on Growing Pains, and we've now got six kids.
Yeah, 25 years, six children. Congratulations to you on that for sure. And I'm sure you've thought about this quite a bit. Of course, the numbers when it comes to divorce in America, well, one in every two marriages are likely to end up in divorce. From your perspective, what has worked against marriage in America in these recent decades?
Statistics are always interesting. You can spin them several ways. One of the things I found out about marriage statistics is that while it sounds bad, one in every two marriages ends in divorce. Often, I think it's about, I've also heard statistics that about 75% of people who get married the first time actually stay married, and they're the happiest of people. It's those who are divorced and then remarry who then have a very high chance of getting divorced a second time. And if they remarry a third time, most of those end in a divorce as well. At the end of the day, selfishness is the greatest problem. If you and I could learn how to put the old Adam within us down for good and really fall in line with Christ and his attitude of not my will, but your will be done, Father. Show me how to love my wife. Show me how to honor and respect my husband. Show me how to lead my children. If we could learn that, we'd be on the right road and see a dramatic difference in our homes and in our culture.
You did mention that idea that when it comes to some of these statistics and spinning them, that there is a certain amount of people, a larger amount of people who, you know, once they're married, they stay married. We have a president now who's on his third wife, and yet he is embraced, based on stats, by the evangelical community. And I'm wondering if you have any perspective on that.
You know what? If he would come, I would give him two tickets for him and Ivanka, Tom's and Melania to come to the Love Worth Fighting For event. That would be awesome. I think that would be great. I'd give him front row seats. I'd bring him backstage for the private Q&A session, and we could talk all about how to have a strong and healthy biblical godly marriage.
Kirk Cameron, I appreciate the answer. I appreciate your time, and good luck.
Oh, brother, great to talk with you. Thanks for your kindness in getting the word out, and I hope to see you.